Points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Boston Ballet Orchestra with Jingle Bells here on Kansas Public Radio. Wishing you a happy holiday season. Hope everybody's staying safe out there. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues now on the first day of December. This Monday afternoon brings us music for cello and piano by Leos Janacek and the Berlin Radio Symphony a bit later with an orchestral creation from one Franz Schreker, a prelude to a drama. That's all just ahead, along with a little Christmas cheer. Thanks for being a part of things in an afternoon of classical music, which is just underway. Coming up next is the London Symphony Orchestra with conductor Simon Rattle and pianist Andrei Gavrilov. The music is by Sergei Prokofiev. We have next his first piano concerto, which was completed in the year 1912. Prokofiev was about 22 years of age. And much like Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, this has a pretty grand and majestic opening to it. Piano Concerto No. 1 in D-flat on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Sergei Prokofiev's first piano concerto, completed in 1912. Played today by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Simon Rattle with pianist Andrei Gavrilov on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:25 now. Still to come, the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra with composer Franz Schreker's prelude to a drama. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri, and Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning to the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. On the KU campus at the moment, it is 23 degrees, and snow continues to fall and will for a little while longer throughout this afternoon. It's expected that snow will start to drop off around a little after 3 p.m. or so. Total accumulation of about 3 to 5 inches possible for the area. Areas north of I-70 could get a little more, and areas south of Emporia a little less. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of about 14, and tomorrow the sun comes out, and we'll have temperatures in the mid-30s. We're in the company next on KPR of cellist Gary Hoffman and pianist Mikhail Rudy. Together they'll play us Conte, or Story, for cello and piano, music by Leos Janacek on KPR. Music for cello and piano, composed by Leos Janacek, Conte, or Story, for cello and piano. One played by cellist Gary Hoffman and pianist Mikhail Rudy, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:40, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local, KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a snowy Monday afternoon. KPR's Big Band Christmas Concert is around the corner. It's a holiday gift to the community with the music by the Casey Jazz Orchestra on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, a Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster. A Big Band Christmas made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Our next performance by the Berlin Radio Symphony, with music by composer Franz Schreker, an Austrian composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, a graduate of the Vienna Conservatory, and a composer who, in his lifetime, had great success with the writing of operas. What we'll listen to is an orchestral suite from 1913, based on an earlier opera by Schreker's called The Branded. We'll listen to A Prelude to a Drama. Joan Valletta and the Berlin Radio Symphony next on KPR. Prelude to a Drama from Austrian composer Franz Schreker from 1913. The Berlin Radio Symphony conducted by Joan Valletta today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1 p.m. News from NPR just around the corner. Classical music continues in the next hour with, among other things, Schumann's Second Piano Trio. Also, to let you know about a weather-related cancellation for the area, the University of Kansas, Lawrence, Edwards, and Leavenworth campuses are, as of now, closed, and all classes are canceled. The University of Kansas closed today as of 1 p.m. Find a full list of cancellations and closures for our area at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online anytime at that website. Once again, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Piece called Villanesca, or Spanish Dance Number 4, music by Enrique Granados, played by the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, conductor Salvador Brotons, today on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being back once again for more classical music on a Monday afternoon. Still quite snowy out there, so hope everybody's staying safe. Coming up this hour, the Buffalo Philharmonic will none too subtly remind us of a more warmer time with the tone poem Summer Evening by Zoltán Kodály. Along with the Ad Astra duo, along in just a little while to bring us a little Christmas cheer, we have more wonderful classical music still to come. Thanks for being with us on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. Before we continue, just to let you know that the University of Kansas has closed for today. The Lawrence, Edwards, and Leavenworth campuses all closed as of 1 p.m. and all classes canceled. You can see a complete list of weather and area-related cancellations and closures that we have been made aware of over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're with next the Vienna Brahms Trio, the music by the great mentor and teacher of Brahms, music by Robert Schumann, and some of his chamber music from the year 1847. That was the year that he wrote two major piano trios. One of them was a little more effervescent and cheerful in mood than the first trio. That's the one that we'll listen to. Piano Trio Number 2 in F Major with the Vienna Brahms Trio next on KPR. Robert Schumann's chamber music, composed in 1847. Piano Trio Number 2 in F Major, put on for us today by the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:37 the time. Still to come, before the news from NPR, the Ad Astra duo with a little holiday music And classical music continues till 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting their annual holiday concert with guest tenor J.W. Keckley, featuring Bach, Handel, Debussy, and a holiday sing-along Friday, December 5th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Details at BachAriaSoloists.com and the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Annie the Musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and the 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org. The University of Kansas and all its campuses, the Lawrence Edwards and Leavenworth campuses, closed today, all classes canceled. You can see a complete list of area cancellations and closures on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We've got the Buffalo Philharmonic, conductor John Folletta next, and the music of composer Zoltan Kodály. Some music that right away puts us nostalgic for a warmer time. We'll listen to the tone poem Summer Evening, written in 1906, next on KPR. The 1906 tone poem Summer Evening from composer Zoltan Kodály, played for us by the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra under conductor John Folletta on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 5 minutes now to go until the top of the hour and news from NPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. Still to come in our afternoon of classical music in the next hour, a string suite by composer John Rutter, music by Albinoni and Mozart, all on the way. The KU campus for today, the Lawrence Edwards and Leavenworth campuses, all closed and all classes canceled for the rest of this afternoon and evening. Find a complete list of weather-related cancellations and closures at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We have a little time left in this hour, and we'll spend it with the Ad Astra Duo, cellist Iman Chalcitori and Melody Stroth on piano, with In the Bleak Midwinter on KPR. In the Bleak Midwinter, with the Ad Astra Duo, here on Kansas Public Radio.
It's Layla. Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management, to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Live from NPR and employees, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The City of London Symphonia, Richard Aycox, and the King Singers together for Here We Come A-Wassailing, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, classical music, and at this time of year, also, a little holiday cheer. I'm Jeb Watson, and hope you're doing well out there. Hope everybody's staying safe. We've got music from the Italian Baroque time a bit later, a sonata from Tommaso Albinoni, as well as the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. A bit later, it'll be time for Mozart and his 40th Symphony, coming up on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie. Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lee.ku.edu. Here is some music for strings that should put you in a serene mood. Music by composer John Rutter and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Rutter's Suite for Strings on Kansas Public Radio. Suite for Strings by composer John Rutter, played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Rutter serving as conductor here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by John Rutter, along with that of Samuel Barber, Debussy, Bach, and Handel, will all be a part of a concert by the Bach Aria Soloists, their annual holiday concert, which is going down this Friday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Episcopal in Kansas City, Missouri. A lovely evening of holiday music, the Bach Aria Soloists, this Friday, December 5th, at St. Paul's Episcopal. Find out more about this concert and how to attend over at BachAriaSoloists.com. The time is 2:20. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at CromwellSolar.com. We have a little Italian chamber music, music of the Baroque time. From Tommaso Albinoni, a short trio sonata in F minor, put on next by members of L'Arte dell'Arco, here on KPR. A trio sonata in F minor from Italian composer Tommaso Albinoni, performed by members of the ensemble L'Arte dell'Arco, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:30, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music picks back up again at 7 tonight with an hour of music with Destiny and Classics Live from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Here on the KU campus, it is 25 degrees, still with some light snowfall, and we're expecting the snow to keep falling for a little while longer. After 3 p.m., things should start to die down a bit. A total accumulation today of about 2 to 4 inches, depending on where you are in the KPR listening area. The more north is expected to see a little more snowfall than areas south of I-70. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 15, and tomorrow the sun comes out with temperatures near 37. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for the KPR area until 6 p.m. this evening. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conductor Sir Neville Mariner, there next on KPR. Time for some Mozart and one of his final symphonies, composed in 1788. In that year, the last three symphonies that Mozart wrote, his 39th, 40th, and 41st, were all written in quick succession. We'll listen to Symphony No. 40 in G minor, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the music of Mozart and his next-to-last symphony, Symphony No. 40 in G minor, written, as were his last three, in 1788. We listened to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 p.m., and ahead of us is All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music picks back up again this evening at 7 p.m. Destiny is your host. And then from 8 to 9, we've got Classics Live for you here on KPR. I'm Jeb Watson. I want to thank you for joining me here on a difficult Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow when things should be a little sunnier. You're listening to KPR.
Hi, this is
Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Moderns.